We're here on KSOM, and if you can believe it, let's talk a little track and field and cross country. One of the great champions for ACGC was Kate Crawford, who won a cross-country state championship her freshman year with the school, and she went on to UNI, just finished her senior season, just graduated, and just got married, and started a new job as well, so we thought we'd catch up with Kate Crawford McAllister with us here on KSOM. Kate, again, congratulations on your recent marriage, and just got back from your honeymoon and starting a new job. Other than that, nothing's happened in your life right now, I guess.
Yeah, that's about it right now.
You just graduated from UNI. Everything is going good. And then recently you got named to the academic all-district team for track and field. This is the second year in a row that you got that. What does that honor mean to you?
It means a lot. Performing well in academics has always been a top priority of mine. And it's been so helpful to be on a team where I'm surrounded by such like-minded people, because we're all able to help push each other to reach our goals, not just on the track, but in the classroom as well.
Yeah. So when you look back at your years at Northern Iowa in track and field, what stands out the most for you? What are some of the memories that you take from that?
I would say all of the time spent training with the girls through the good and the bad workouts, all the time spent traveling, just getting to be in such a great group where everyone has similar goals in mind and similar values as far as being driven and wanting to perform well on the track and in the classroom. It just really sets you up for success when you're in that environment. So it was very memorable getting to be a part of that.
Growing up, did you envision one day that you would, run for a college track and field team?
Not until maybe my freshman year of high school. I actually hated running before then. So, yeah, definitely not something I envisioned growing up. But after my freshman year when I did cross country, everything changed from then. And I knew that I definitely wanted to go on and run in college.
So how did you go from hating running to loving it?
My parents tried to talk me into it all throughout junior high. They were like, you need to go up in distance. That's where you would succeed. And I just kept arguing it, wouldn't accept it. And then finally, when we merged with Guthrie Center my freshman year of high school, one of the Guthrie Center girls reached out to me and she ended up convincing me to give cross country a shot. And that's kind of how it all started.
So you were one of the first graduating classes from ACGC then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so, and I assume you were the class of 2000, or excuse me, 2020. 2020,
yep.
Yeah, the year of COVID.
Yes.
And didn't get a chance to do track that senior year, unfortunately, or state track because of it. But I guess what was, let's go back, what was that like, the period when Adair and Casey and Guthrie Center all merged and, how did that process go with you being kind of in the middle of it there as a freshman?
I thought it was a great time for a transition like that, because the change from junior high to high school is kind of different anyway. So my grade didn't know any better than to not be joined with Guthrie Center. So it was kind of a perfect time for that. And it seemed just very natural. And I think it went super well. It was a great transition.
Yeah. And then, right away, you get a state championship that as a freshman year in cross country. What was that experience like? Did that come out of nowhere, or, what was that that experience for you?
It really did seem to come out of nowhere. Going into the season, I definitely wanted to perform well, but I didn't really know what I was capable of yet or what my expectations for myself should be. So I mainly just wanted to enjoy it and see what I could do. So it was definitely a shock when that happened, but that's also kind of what started my love for running and kind of started to fuel that fire of wanting to succeed.
Yeah. And who else was on your team back then? Who were some of the other people that you were on your track and field and cross country team that stand out from your high school days?
That freshman year, it was Lauren Embleton and Emma Swanson, and the three of us were kind of in a training group together. So that was super fun to have girls with similar goals in mind, and we were all able to push each other. So that was super memorable that freshman year.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just started to build throughout the years too. More people started to join, and it was super exciting.
Okay. And then you got second place a couple of times at state in the 3000 meters. Was it a regret that never you were able to win at state? And I mean, how can you describe what that experience was like going to the Blue Oval and competing at state track?
It was definitely a great experience, but it is definitely disappointing to be runner-up because you're that close to winning it, but just couldn't quite pull it off. So, yeah, looking back, I'm always like, dang, why couldn't I have found that extra gear? But I guess it is what it is now. Yeah. My husband likes to give me a hard time about that.
Oh, gee. Well, I mean, second place is still good. second place is really good. How close were those races? How close did you come?
One of them was close, the other one not so much.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I mean, that's still, that's a 24-person field, so not bad at all there. So what was the process like for you to find UNI? Because it seemed like there were a couple other schools that were after you.
Yeah, I think that I knew I wanted to stay somewhat close, so I wasn't necessarily dead set on staying in state, but I didn't want to go too far away. And so once I had narrowed it down to a few and went on some visits, UNI just stood out to me above everyone else. Just the close community that they have in their track family, it's so great. And the coaches care about you so much as a person as well. You're not just an athlete to them. And just seeing all of that really made me want to be a part of that team.
So, at high school, you're talked about, in terms of doing multiple sports, they really want you to play as many sports as possible, get as much experiences. And college coaches emphasize that as well. What was it like just kind of narrowing it down and just focusing only on track and field when you got to college?
It was definitely something I was kind of used to just because I did basically every sport I could up until eighth grade. And then after that, that's when I really started to narrow it down. And so I was kind of used to that already, but it is crazy how specified the training is because in high school, it's just a little bit more generalized as far as like weightlifting and stuff. But when you get to college, it's so specific to your sport that you're doing everything to maximize your training for that sport specifically. Like it doesn't matter about what's going to carry over to other sports.
Was it easy or hard or no factor whatsoever to stretch it to 5,000, 10,000 meters when you got to college?
I loved it. For me, the longer the distance, the better. And so when I got to do the 10,000 for the first time, I had so much fun in that race. I absolutely loved it. I think that I'm just so much more confident in the longer race. That's just what my body is built for. And so getting those opportunities to go beyond the 3,000 that we had in track or just the 5K that we had in cross country, it really helped me to grow as a runner.
This from a girl who hated it back in junior high school. So that's amazing. All academic, couple of years, you're on the honor roll for, I guess multiple years as well with Northern Iowa. So what was your major? What was your emphasis and what career have you begun?
Yeah, so I started off as a kinesiology and exercise science major. And that's when I had an emphasis on strength and conditioning and sports administration. And then I ended up taking a personal training certification course, and I worked as a personal trainer since my freshman year of college. And that's where I found that I really love the patient care side of things because it's so rewarding to get to work in a field where you're helping people improve their qualities of lives and see the changes that they're able to make and just being there to support them along the way. But my junior year, I decided that I kind of wanted to expand my horizons a little bit and just add something else to challenge me a little bit more, knowing that I was going to be staying for a fifth year at that point. And so I decided to add business economics just because I figured it would be a nice backup plan in life. And there's nothing wrong with learning more about that. So yeah, I figured it would be a great challenge and I loved that. So those were my two majors.
Okay. And so as I understand, you just took a new job. What's the new position that you're with now?
I'm at Wolf Eye Clinic. I'm working as a doctor's assistant. And so that kind of falls along with my love for helping people improve their qualities of life, and I'm really excited for this position.
Okay, is that, I think I've been to Wolf High Clinic before. is that the one in Des Moines? I know they have multiple clinics.
I'm in Ames.
You're in Ames, okay. Yeah. All right. All right, awesome. So living there, and I believe you just started. What do you think of it so far? It's early, but...
Absolutely loving it. It's great. Yeah, great people, great place. I love it.
So what do you think, what has athletics helped you with that, you know, that you can now apply that to, you know, your as you start your career? What do you think some skills in running for ACGC and for you and I, how is that going to help you now as you enter into your career?
I think that in general, it's helped a lot with my confidence and staying disciplined and motivated. And even when things get tough, just always finding that drive. But more specifically in athletics, there have been a lot of times where I've been around teammates and friends that have suffered an injury that might end a season or even their career. And so being around that, it's really helped me to develop my skills as far as being compassionate and being able to pour into people even when they're going through something tough. And so I think that that can really relate to this career as far as being able to pour into people even when they're in a very tough spot and they're not necessarily in a happy position, and you're able to be that positivity that they need.
Fantastic. So, Kate, it's really great visiting with you. I'm sure some folks are excited about catching up with your exploits now. And once again, congratulations on your recent marriage, and hopefully many happy years are ahead. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Kate Crawford McAllister joining us here on KSOM.